one way or another this ends tonight, I will have revenge for my brother's death. Nothing between me and Jennick now, after having razed this little village of his sympathizers down to the ground. He defied the rule of law. He defied the crown bestowed to me. He betrayed my brother's trust. He betrayed my trust as a friend. There will be no court to decide his fate. I will not give him the satisfaction of being a martyr for his cause. He will die out here, cold and alone. I could taste the bitterest metal mixed with cheap alcohol on my tongue. Conflict has lost its flavor because of him. It's the only thing I can taste anymore because of him.
Well, please, you didn't have to kill them, Jennick said.
I turned to face him, seeing how pathetic he is now after a long, grueling month of trying to find him. His brown hair a mess, part of it caked in blood, his face looking gaunt, almost stretched out. I know he had food to eat at this hideout, but he craved something else, a particular emotion, just like me.
You could have kept running and they wouldn't have had to die, yet here we are.
I fired back.
We are here because of your actions. Everyone who was killed by your abominations and those that stood here to protect you, those deaths are on your head.
I continued pointing at him with a clawed finger.
They were not abominations. They were people just like you and I. One of them was your brother, he said defensively.
They were little more than animals by the time we got to any of them. It was more of a mercy to put them down at that point. Especially Lucas,
I said with sorrow edged with anger, remembering the last words Lucas said to me before he died in my hands. Not worth it. Don't. I'm sorry. It could have meant many things, but I knew this was an attempt to save this worthless piece of shit in front of me. Even to the end, he still believed in you.
All he cared about was helping people regardless of what they thought of him. Something that seems lost on you. He looked up to you, you know. He wanted to be a great mage like you. But then you betrayed him. You betrayed me.
I said bitterly, feeling the mana move between my fingers in anticipation to burn him asunder.
I gave him something more. He treated all people with respect, and those same people looked down on him because he was a mage. He deserved better. He could have had so much more if he just strived for it.
He shouted in an attempt to justify his crimes. I wanted to rip his tongue out for insulting Lucas like that, but I needed to know if he was working with anyone else. Jennick always was more radical in his approach between mages and hunters, but he knew when to rein himself in, or so I thought. I noted his advisement as he was quite popular among the mages in the city, if just a little extreme. What could have happened to push him to this? Before he unleashed his acolytes across the city and possibly the countryside, I had spent 4.5 months of my unexpected inauguration as ruler of this city-state, working to make life better for the mages. People feared their power as it came from the realm of demons. People saw them as spawns of those demons. Just a matter of time before they ended up like said demons. I worked hard to change that perception, and now he has wasted so much work and may have just set the mages back, if anything else.
And he would have been one of the greatest mages to ever live if he had just accepted what you are as something new for the mages. He brought you back from the dead and you still retain your identity. Unheard of! What you are could have been something possibly new. For everyone, why reject this?
He said with a mix of excitement and something darker. I could practically feel the demon inside him reaching out to taste those words he spoke. His goal, his joy, his pain, his vice.
Not everyone is strong enough to overcome their vices. Many would have been driven to insanity, and your experiments show that. Even now, I can tell not even you are in full control of your actions, driven by whatever it is your demon desires.
I said pointedly. Part of me growing tired of this nonsense.
as if you are somehow above me. You are just a slave like me, trying to create something better. You're a beast just like me, he said mockingly, not outright saying what his demon is, but not denying it either.
The point of a conflict is to see who is left standing in the end, whose words ring truer, whose ideas stand firm under scrutiny, who's left alive at the end of a fight. The end of a fight is just as important as the fight itself. It is a test of strength. Whether that be physical or not, conflict has its place in life. It is the only chaos that can be allowed in order and society. What you want is to throw out everything and then build something from the ashes when all you have is dust.
I argued, letting my long experience tasting all different sorts of conflict speak for themselves. All those memories now turn sour because of Jennick.
I knew it! Everything you have just said has been confirmed, he said almost maddeningly. I could sense him building up his mana for something. I moved my left hand to my sword to use it at a moment's notice. He was right in saying you can spire against mages in this city and across the country. Talking to the commander of the hunters to oppress us even more, even listening to that heretical bitch by your side to structure our human society to be more like theirs.
He never finished the rest of his sentence, my rage taking over. In one movement, I jumped into the air with my sword in hand to strike him down, but he was ready. Already having moved back several paces, I only slashed the air where he had been. He fired spells at me as I ran towards him, either by dodging or simply shouldering through it with my armor. Before he could cast a more complex spell, I was on him. Before he could react, I had cut into his extended arm, leaving a mild cut across his forearm. Following the strike through, I brought it down to his thigh and went through it like bread, bringing him down to one knee, finishing the strike with his back to me. I flipped my sword so the blade was in my hands, then slammed the crossguard into the back of his left kneecap. Feeling it shatter from the force, I had effectively disabled him, because he couldn't run and his right arm is as good as gone in these snowy conditions. He floundered on the ground for a second before he rolled over to face me. The edge of my blade held just a few breaths away from his throat.
You will not speak illy of her, Roach. Now show your true self to me. Speak truthfully and tell me who your benefactor is.
I said coldly, this charade going on long enough. The bitter taste even stronger now after what I had done. I wanted nothing more than for this whole thing to be done. Jennick took a moment to think before he let out a long sigh, and I saw his human features warped, becoming more demonic. Little horns sprouting out of his now elongated head, black veins racing over his cheeks into his eyes and further up his head, his eyes changing from the cloudy blue human eyes to dull, burning orange that belonged to a predator.
What emotions do you feed off?
I asked, wanting to know what emotion drove him to this point. What's driven him all this time?
Resentment,
he said, defeated, his voice different from before. His eyes looked downwards, not looking directly at me. I could tell he spoke the truth on what he fed on, as it made sense given how people looked at the mages. Any mage would feel this at one degree or another. Even Lucas felt it, but only when he was younger. I would have pity for him, but after what he did, I have no mercy to give. Not anymore. All of this just so he didn't feel small again, or feel put down. How pathetic.
Who is your benefactor? You mentioned someone whom you talked to about what I was supposedly doing.
I questioned. He laughed for a second before he started having a coughing fit the winter night and loss of blood getting to him.
What will happen to him? Will you give him a trial to test his innocence? Or are you going to deal with him the same way as me? Afraid of what might be said in the trial?
He said wickedly, the crazed smile coming back again.
If you're concerned about being buried alone, don't worry, you'll have company in due time.
I said without a hint of remorse.
You say you're in control of who you are, here you are wanting to fix this problem with violence. That's not how this will end, you know, he said cryptically.
I don't lie to myself to feel better. I don't hide behind an idea to justify killing, unlike a worm such as yourself. Your benefactor and whoever else will be found and killed for their crimes. Besides, martyrs don't deserve a trial. They deserve to die unknown and alone.
I said with no emotion.
He will break you. He will conquer as he wants that. He will bring true order.
I rammed my blade through his throat, cutting him off. He had a look of surprise on his face as he started to choke on his own blood. He flailed his arms in a weak attempt to do something as blood poured out of his neck and mouth.
I watched as the life slowly drained from his eyes, his body becoming almost as white as the snow around, all the while tasting the sweetest yet somehow bitterest wine I've ever tasted in my life. Part of me wanted more, but I knew I would only ever taste something like this once, and hopefully only once in my life. His arms, along with the rest of his body, went still as I pulled my sword out of his throat, put it back in its scabbard. With a wave of my hand, I set his corpse ablaze, to leave nothing left. No worship for martyrs. I walked around to the other side of the destroyed village, walked out a couple hundred paces before turning around to return, all in an attempt to throw off anyone looking for Jennick or any of his stuff. After returning to the still-burning village, I sat on a nearby rock and began to sharpen my blade with a whetstone, waiting for the commander of the hunters and his little squad to show up. I would be a liar if I said I didn't take satisfaction in Jennick's death. I enjoyed it. Did I still feel empty? Yes. I didn't expect his death to fix anything. Rarely would something like one death fix anything. I still hate how alone he made me in this world. I can barely call my own anymore. Looking at my demonic claws for hands in a forest that belongs to a foreign city-state that is mine to rule. Until someone fit to rule steps in to take my temporary reign. I never wanted any of this. I expected to die a glorious battle, taking out so many as I went. I would have had it too if Lucas didn't bring me back from death's door. Not that I blame him for what he did. I would have done the same if I had the power. Now here I am, 5.5 years later, when I should have died. The last of my family, alone in the world, barely human anymore. Every day was a blessing, thanks to Lucas, that I could live again. But now I'm not so sure anymore. Maybe none of this would have happened if I didn't accept the throne. If we had just left to go home when we had the chance. If I had talked to Cyrathy even sooner about us, then just maybe. No, none of this would have happened if I had just paid more attention to Jennick and Lucas. It's my fault things got to this point. I am just as responsible for my brother's death as whoever set this whole thing in motion. All who are responsible will receive their punishment, just as I have gotten mine. The ice-cold wind doesn't bother me as the inferno started to die down, leaving me alone in the cold dark, sitting here waiting for the commander to come and take me back to rule once again. Out here, I owe nothing to anyone. I can be me. I'm so sorry, Cyrus. Sorry for being the way that I am. Maybe you shouldn't have left your people in the possible future of being accepted again for me. I'm just a wolf in sheep's clothing, just like your shepherd said I was. I can barely live with other people. I sit here alone in the dark, sharpening my sword, still tasting the bitter